Senate sponsor Brad Hoyleman got a bit emotional on the Senate floor when he spoke about the provisions of a measure that will add gender identity and gender expression as a protected class in the state's human rights laws, outlawing discrimination in employment and housing.
All of these New Yorkers have been waiting so long. They've been waiting too long, but we're going to fix that today.
The bill also adds gender identity to the categories protected in the state's hate crimes law. Hoyleman says transgender New Yorkers who offered comments on the senator's website say they've been turned down for medical exams, denied being served at restaurants, and have even had issues with using public bathrooms.
59% had avoided using public restrooms out of fear of being confronted. That's the reality for transgender and gender nonconforming people in our society.
Terry Wilhelm, a transgender woman, works on behalf of gay, lesbian, and transgender teenagers in the state school systems. She says the new law brings her tremendous relief.
Things happening to me, and should I speak up? Can I speak up? Would I have a right to speak up? If the neighbors want me to move out of the neighborhood, or if I'm fear of going to get a grocery store, sometimes that's a little bit too much.
Wilhelm says she received her teaching certificate in 2008, but she's been turned down for every teaching job she's applied for in New York and Vermont.
You might get an interview, but you'll never get past as a transgender woman.
The measure passed 42-19 in the Senate, with all of the negative votes coming from Republicans. No GOP senators spoke on the floor. The legislature also moved to ban conversion therapy, where gay, lesbian, and transgender people undergo treatments designed to talk them out of their sexual or gender identification.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Happy New Year.
The legislature planned the vote before Governor Cuomo announced he'd present his budget address 2 weeks early. Cuomo, in a theater in the state capitol complex, offered more details of his plan to legalize recreational marijuana for adults aged 21 years and over. And Cuomo says he'll look at directing some of the estimated $300 million in revenues imposed on the production, distribution, and sale of the drug to communities that have been harmed by the decades-long prohibition of cannabis.
And let's create an industry that empowers the poor communities that pay the price and not the rich corporations who come in to make a profit.
Counties and local governments would be able to opt out of the program. Cuomo's setting up a potential fight over school aid. He's proposing a $1 billion increase, around half of what was recommended by the State Board of Regents, and he says he wants to revamp the school aid formula. Cuomo says funding inequality is not about a lack of aid given to the state's poorest districts. He says it's the districts themselves that are not giving out the money properly.
The additional need has to go to the poorer school and the poorer student.
Democratic lawmakers were positive about the governor's overall budget message, but say they'll work to increase school aid in the final budget. Senate Deputy Minority Leader Republican Joe Griffo, who also supports more money for schools, says it seems like Cuomo is blaming the school districts for problems created by the state.
It appeared that way at this point in time, and that's why we believe in local control. We should be looking to the districts to get their guidance and their information as to what they believe is necessary and essential in order to get the job done to educate these children.
Cuomo says the state faces a $3 billion budget gap. He blames that largely on decreased tax collections due to federal changes to the tax code. The governor also wants to ban plastic shopping bags and institute congestion pricing below 60th Street in Manhattan to help fund public transit. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.